Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday Show with Sam Crowley, your host. It's great to be back for your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, empowerment, only for the entrepreneur, only for the dreamer, only for the individual who understands that you get one life, baby. You get one shot. You can sit around making excuses or you can make money. You cannot do both. You got to figure it out, but you got to figure it out quick. You know, today we're going to talk about toxic minds and toxic thoughts. And, you know, toxic thoughts alone become toxic waste inside your mind. A lot of toxic going on, right? Hey, it's a critical key that you need to understand. It's easier said than done. I mean, look, I find myself falling victim to this sometimes as well. When you're sitting around and the person did you wrong or this didn't happen the right way, it will sabotage your day and lead to just absolute disaster. So let's not have that happen. Let's figure out a way to minimize that, if not eliminate it altogether. And so let me just do a quick station identification. You're listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. My name is Sam Crowley, founder of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. If you have not gone over there, please go there. Put in your name and email so we can stay in touch. Hit you with regular motivation. I know what it's like to swim upstream. People that follow the show for the past 5, 6, 7 years, they'll be there for you as well. We have a great community of people in over 100 countries that have vowed to make every day Saturday, that have said no more workdays. Hey, by the way, head over to nomoreworkdays.com if you haven't done that. Download your free chapter of one of the greatest entrepreneurial books ever written. I'm a little biased because it happens to be mine. No More Workdays, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday. Head on over there. Get a free chapter. The audiobook's there as well. You're going to love it. So, hey, let's talk about this. By the way, yesterday, thanks for all the great messages. Got them about yesterday's podcast talking about pillow pets. You ever seen those things, man? Yesterday's show, I was saying how Sunday night, Super Bowl Sunday night here, I was putting my daughter down to bed, and she's got one of these ladybug pillow pets. And I'm thinking, dang, I know we've bought 3 or 4 of these things for our girls over the past few years. I wonder who else is buying them out there. Had no idea. It's about a $350 million dollar company. Come on, a pillow pet. Can you do better than that? I mean, seriously, can you do better than that? It's just, think about it, just everything. It's all right in front of us. You know, it's amazing. We're all caught up. I got to go on a search for the next big thing. I got to go find. It's right in front of you, man. It's right in front of you. All this lady wanted to do is her son would take a nap or go to sleep every day, or go to sleep every night, and just smash the crap out of his pillow and go and put his head down on it, you know, and just wanting to mash that pillow down. Why not make a pet stuffed animal? Make it a pet pillow. It's crazy. So I doubt they had toxic thoughts because you cannot be successful when you're like that. We all know people like that. We've all been in communities like that. You need to escape, man. Look, don't let people, and you might want to write this one down because this is the theme of today's show. You ready? Don't let people who do not have a life ruin yours. Let me say that again because it's going to happen if you allow it to. Don't let people who don't have a life ruin yours. Because quite honestly, you know, there's really, as I figured out a long time ago, there's only really about 10 negative, nasty people in the world. But they just move around a lot, you know? They seem to be everywhere that you want to be and don't want them to be. But toxic thoughts, man, they alone will become toxic waste. You've got to guard your mind, all right? Talk about diet. Well, everybody talks about diet. It's February 4th, 2014. As of the date of today's show, most of the New Year's resolutions, at least 95% of them, are over, done, kaput. But the ones that are still left, those are the people that are living healthy, right? They're drinking a gallon of water. They're going to the gym. They're eating right. They're on a, what, diet, okay? They're on a cleansing. They're cleansing their body. They're ridding it of all the toxins. And they're putting all that great fruits and vegetables in there. What about your mind? What about a mental cleansing? So few times, people don't give it enough credit. Give the mind, how powerful it is, enough credit. So many times you'll hear people, well, you know, that mindset, that motivation. That, oh, really? Oh, it doesn't work? Oh, okay. Because when you wake up in the morning, try waking up with those toxic thoughts and see how far you go. Okay? See how far you make it. You know what it's like. You know, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. There's no such thing as waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Either you choose to be a miserable mope or you're not. Oh, the coffee wasn't made just right. Oh, somebody cut you off in traffic. Oh, somebody said something. Look, you choose to give every one of those events a meaning, and you also choose how those are going to affect you and the rest of your day. It's up to you. Nobody did anything. Think about what we just said. Okay, somebody cut you off in traffic. Did you ever think maybe they were avoiding something? Do you think they had no idea you were even on the road, and yet you're giving them the finger and screaming, oh, who do you think you are? You shouldn't be on the road. You have a license taken away. No, they just switched lanes. Maybe not the way you wanted them to do it, but they just switched lanes. And the person at work that said something, that rubbed you the wrong way, they just said something. And yeah, maybe they did want to get underneath your skin. Who knows? But whether you allow them to, it's completely 100% up to you. You own it. But you cannot be an entrepreneur. You can be an employee and have a toxic mindset, because guess what? You're going to get paid your 8 hours no matter what. You're going to get paid that salary no matter what, whether you're negative, positive. Now, you get a little bit of a more of a bonus if you're positive. And you get promoted if you have a better attitude, because it inevitably is going to lead to better results. But that's up to you. You don't necessarily get fired with a crappy attitude. Think about it. We all know people stuck in cubicle hell. They'll always be there. They'll always have the bad attitude. They're never going to get fired. Whether they're a teacher and they've got tenure, don't even get me started on that. Love teachers. Some of the best teachers have had the biggest influence on my child's lives. And then you've got the tenured teacher, who is absolutely horrible, okay? They don't care what anybody thinks. They're doing it their way, the same way they've been doing it for 30 years. They have no innovation. They don't really care about the kids at all. They just know they can never be let go because of their tenure. At least in the United States, that's what it's like. Now, fortunately, that hasn't been our reality as parents. With our girls, we've had great, great teachers. A couple, though, let me tell you something, man. I wish I would never do it, but I wish I could call them out on this show and just shake them up. Say, hey, get going, you know, don't be lazy. But you can have a bad attitude and still have a job, but you can't have a great attitude and make a difference. Or you can't have a bad attitude and still make a difference, though. It's very difficult. If you have toxic thoughts, it's going to monopolize your day in a negative way. Think about gardening. You know, think about spraying Roundup, weed killer. Spray it on flowers, they die. Spray them on weeds, they die. When you spray Roundup, it doesn't. Oh, that's a flower. Oh, that's a beautiful lily. If I'm sprayed on that lily, I'm not going to kill it. I'm just going to ignore the fact that I kill anything I'm sprayed onto. Okay, no. Toxic thought, they don't know. They don't know you want to go after the best day ever. They don't know that you want to change the world. The thoughts that come into your mind, you need to guard and stand entrance at the front of your mind and go on your own diet. Go on a positive thought diet. Starve those negative thoughts. You see a negative thought coming your way. And I know, hey, look, I've had my own family and friends tell me, dude, that is just, you're crazy. I've had buddies sit across the table from me at lunch. We'll go to lunch. Because I believe in people, man. I believe even the hardest, most negative person can be turned around if the timing is right, if the atmosphere is right, and their thoughts are right. I believe people can do it. Now, for some people, it happens later in life. And look, for others, it's just a lost cause. You know, they're just going to go on through life. But I've had buddies sit across the table from me at lunch and say, dude, you are in la-la land. What have you done? Where is Sam Crowley, and what have you done with him? You know how many times I've heard that? You ever had anybody say that to you? If you're a positive individual, you've had it said to you on more than one occasion, who are you and what have you done with the old you? Because the old you used to be negative. The old you used to focus on stuff that didn't matter, right? You didn't go on your diet until a little bit later, so you still had this old person. Think about the person that used to weigh 270 pounds. Use that metaphor for an example, right? People that go on a big weight loss kick, they go from 270 pounds down to 170. You say, hey, what'd you do? How'd you do it? Think about how great you feel shedding 100 pounds. Think about that 100 pounds of baggage in your mind. You know, wouldn't it be great if, like the airlines, you're only allowed two carry-on bags? You gotta limit the baggage. That's what you got to do in life. When you're going on this business journey, you're going on this entrepreneurial journey, you're going on this spiritual, this personal development journey, you had to limit the baggage. Or else what? The plane cannot take off. If everybody brought 300 pounds of baggage themselves on an airplane, it could never take off. If you're going to bring all that baggage with you, your dream, whatever it is you're looking to do, it can't take off. Oh, I don't know how to put together a website, Sam. I don't know anybody that's got any money. Hey, by the way, on yesterday's show, did you check out borrow.com, prosper.com? Did you start thinking about different ways that you can fund your dream? Got a great email. Let me read this email that I got yesterday. It's awesome, man. I love hearing from the listeners all around the world because, quite honestly, I was you. I still am you. I'm searching more now. I'm more of a student of personal development and business now than I ever was. But check out this email. So here we go. It says, Sam, this is from Chad Jensen and his wife, Carrie. Huge fans. They signed huge fan in Atlanta, Georgia. Sam, love the new website layout. Huge fan of your podcast and book. My wife and I have read it and loved it. You've inspired us to start a graphics company. That is awesome, man. Another entrepreneur started as a result of the Everyday Saturday message. Fired up! We quote you often. It's not so bad. It's funny to go to work and hear people say that and live like that. It's not so bad. Oh, Chad, you have no idea, man. No idea. People will literally say, it's not so bad. Having a job isn't so bad. Working 10 hours a day, being stuck in traffic, it's not that bad. He goes on to say, we are not totally free, but we are moving in the right direction. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. Now, I stole that quote from my buddy Mike Littman, so I can't take credit for that. But the rule is, when using a quote, you always give the author of the quote credit the first time. Second time, you say, yeah, I heard this somewhere. Third time, it's yours. All right, that's the rule, just so you know. And it says, thanks. Hope you have the best week ever. Chad and Carrie Jensen, huge fans in Atlanta, Georgia. Chad and Carrie, shout out to you guys. Love the email. Keep them coming, man. Sam@everydayisaturday.com. I read them all, and I think it is just flat out awesome that there's people out there that no matter, even though you have a job, hey, it ain't a death sentence for your dream having a job, man. It's okay. We've all been there. I've had it. A lot of people have had jobs. It's staying there if you're miserable. That is the worst thing that you can do. You don't stay there, okay? You can move out of that job whenever it's time. And Chad and Carrie have realized that they're on their way. You know, think about funding. We talked about it yesterday. Some of you right now may be struggling. We'll talk about it again. Hey, I need the money. I've got the idea. Can't think. You know, there's a lot of different ways. I was reading an article online. As you can tell, I read a lot of entrepreneurial success articles. There is a company called Innocent Drinks, and this is pretty cool. They sent a desperate email out with the subject line, does anyone know anyone rich? And it was sent to everyone that they knew, the founders of this company, Innocent Drinks. And it resulted in Maurice Pinto, a wealthy American businessman, pitching in £250,000, English currency. So let's check out the story. Friends Adam Ballon, John Wright, and Richard Reed appeared to have been pretty well set after leaving Cambridge University. Two became management consultants, one moved into advertising. They all made good money and lived comfortable lives in London. But there was a shared nagging feeling that there was a bit more to life. On a snowboarding holiday in 1998, the trio did little else than throw around ideas for a new business. Let me tell you, man, the power of a mastermind. Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, talks about that. The power of a mastermind. I can't even tell you the hundreds and thousands of dollars that I've earned personally is the power of just great ideas, mastermind ideas. This podcast was a result of masterminding. It's just so incredibly awesome to get around people that dream, Not just dream big. Anyway, they were throwing around ideas on this snowboarding trip. They realized there was a gap in the market for a new type of smoothie product, one based on natural ingredients and overtly ethical values. After spending 6 months blending different combinations of fruit at home, the trio set up a stall at a music festival to test the concept. The decision whether to continue was left entirely in the hands of consumers. A sign above the stall read, "Shall we give up our jobs to make these smoothies?" One bid read yes, the other said no. Customers would make their judgment by throwing their empty bottles into either of the bins. Isn't that cool? Yes, if we should go forward with our dream. No, if we shouldn't. Happily, yes won out. Ballin, Wright, and Reed went on to write and rewrite their business plan 11 times. You don't got to get it perfect, right? You don't got to get it right. You just got to get it going. They rewrote the business plan 11 times before being turned down by a succession of potential investors and banks for funding. And that's what they went on to say, a desperate email with the subject line, "Does anybody know anybody rich?" was sent out to everybody that they knew, and that's when this guy, Maurice Pinto, invested £250,000. Innocent Drinks made its first million in turnover in its second year and now sells around 2 million smoothies a week. Innocent Drinks, check them out online. 2 million smoothies a week, commanding a 75% market share in the UK. In 2009, Coca-Cola took an 18% stake in the company for £30 million. A year later, the beverage giant paid £65 million for a 58% stake in the company. Reed says, if you're 70% sure about an idea, then go for it. Because if you wait till you're 100% confident in business, you'll never make a decision. You'll never get anywhere. Done. There's nothing I can say at today's show that would be any better than there. You got to get going, but you got to get on that diet. That diet of positivity. Starve out the negative words. Starve out the toxic thoughts that are thinking about entering their mind. They're thinking, can I get in? Is he going to let me in? Is she going to let me in today? Can I get into her mind today? Can I sabotage that success that she's thinking about? Can I do it? Can I do it? No. You starve those negative thoughts and you go for it. Are you with me? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.